listening to Andrew Isaacs. This is Sign FM, Doncaster's only community radio station. And I have got in the studio amazing people. And one of them is the amazing Frederica Roberts, who is Doncaster's very own happiness speaker.
The amazing Frederica Roberts.
The amazing. Wow. Absolutely amazing. I can't even see you, Fred, because you're hiding behind a monitor.
The chairs are really low and I'm really short to start with.
Do you think you can
anyway.
Come and sit on Scott Anderson's knee or something? So Scott's being
he's
a gentleman.
And gallantly moving.
He
on.
Has,
always.
Hasn't he?
So
here we go. Oh, hello.
You can nick her chair. So, welcome to the show, Fred. I
Thank
finally
you
see
much.
You. I saw you come through the door, and then I didn't see you after that. So, and you've brought with you a book, Recipe for Happiness, 9 Essential Ingredients for a Happy Life, very reasonably priced at $9.99, an amazing Christmas present, if ever I've seen one. And that actually, do you think you can sell me 5 of these? Because I really need to give these to
I
my family.
I certainly can do, yes.
Okay.
I never say no to somebody who wants to buy my book.
Well, I do. I do want to buy your book. And I recommend this book because it's all about being happy.
It is indeed, yes. And it's how to be happy. Because I think a lot of people kind of think, oh, well, it's all right for you. You're a naturally happy person. You know, you're one of those irritating, annoying people that's always laughing and smiling. And, you know, I am. And there is some research to suggest that there is a certain genetic element to it. But actually, it doesn't matter whether you are naturally happy or not, because you can actually do simple things
right.
to make yourself happier. So without giving all the content of the book away, do you want me to tell you three
yeah,
things that people can do?
Tell us 3 reasons why we should buy your book.
3 reasons why people should buy your book.
It's got some great recipes in it.
It has got some great recipes because one of what I call my little happiness ingredients, the
yeah.
things that I do just for the sheer joy of it, one of those for me is cooking. I love eating, and anybody that's met me I think can tell, but I love cooking and feeding other people almost as much.
I do.
It's great, isn't it?
I love having dinner parties. It's great. You see, Jojo Brown and Scott Anderson may not know my secret. You probably do, Frederica Roberts, because when somebody comes to my house for a dinner party, and I say this over into the lady in the corner, Jenna Fraser, who's a law student, who is working with me this week, and she said, can I come with you on your radio show? And I said, yeah, sure. In fact, she didn't say that. I said, you're coming with me.
And I was just looking at her thinking, no, that's not what she said at all, is it?
Indeed. So, you know, because she thought I was a normal solicitor. But she's learning. And what I was trying to say was that... I forgot what I was trying to say now.
Cooking,
yeah. What the secret is to get people drunk. And then if they're drunk, they're usually quite happy. Jojo's nodding.
Yeah. I'll come round.
So, anyway, that's my secret. Your secret's good food, isn't it?
Well, that's one of them. And I think that's one of the things, you know, do the things that you enjoy, the things that make your heart sing, and do them just for the sake of doing them, not because it's a means to an end.
Yeah.
So, you know, cooking is definitely one of them. And I'm fortunate enough that I work from home. I actually spent about 12 years in recruitment, so you've got room
oh,
for
right.
recruiters. But I don't now anymore. But I work from home, and sometimes when you're writing or when you're preparing for a speech, you can kind of get stuck in a bit of a rut. And then I just stop doing what I'm doing, and I just let my Italian side out and get in the kitchen and get the biggest pots and pans that I can get. And usually involves a lot of things like beef bones and all sorts of offal and all sorts of
right.
weird and wonderful stuff. And I start cooking, and suddenly the freezers full of pasta sauces and things
right.
and the inspiration comes because it's very therapeutic. But that's my thing, it's not necessarily everybody else's. But there are 3 really simple things that everybody can do that really make a difference to your life and that will help you feel happier. And some of them take longer and some of them are instant, but Instant Boost is, and again, I say this with a hint of irony, because I'm not the fittest person in the world, but exercise is fantastic. It releases endorphins, and if you do that first thing in the morning, even just 10, 15 minutes, it just gets those endorphins through your system for the whole day. So if you need an instant happiness boost, it works. And one great form of exercise is laughter, and I'm actually now a certified, or certifiable, I'm not sure, laughter yoga leader as well.
Oh,
so
right.
So laughter is fantastic, and it's a really great form of exercise. It works all your abdominal muscles, it gets you breathing deeply, and it gets all those endorphins released as well. So that's the quickest one.
Right.
The other thing that you can do to really boost your happiness is, it's a real whopper, really, and it's so simple, is to just focus on gratitude. Focus on what's good in your life rather than what isn't.
Yes.
And you can do that by writing down 3 gratitudes every day.
Ah.
And it's as simple as that, really. Write down 3 things you're grateful for every day. And there was some research done in 2005 that showed that potentially, for some people, that could actually boost your happiness for up to 6 months if you just do that for 1 week.
Wow.
So, you know, it's exactly, wow. So try it for a week. Even if you don't believe it'll work, do it.
And, is that why people are doing this on Facebook? Because I noticed that people put 3 things to be being great today or I'm happy
Absolutely,
about.
Yeah. Yeah, because it really has been shown to make a huge difference. It just changes your entire focus, your entire outlook in terms of how you look at life and how you look at life's challenges. And then the kind of longer term thing that you can do to be happier is to actually very selfishly be selfless. So give to charity and especially volunteer your time. And those are massive happiness boosters in the long term as well. So there's 3 simple things that listeners can do.
Right, okay. Well, I feel really inadequate now. So I was hoping when you said the first 15 minutes in the morning before you go out of bed, I was thinking, oh, that would be interesting.
I'm not dictating what form of exercise, Andrew, so, you know, that's up to you.
Okay. Well, I live alone, so it doesn't help. Right. So, okay, I'll stick with your first advice and get out of bed. Do some press-ups or something. Right, okay. So, now what inspired you to write a book?
I wanted to really share what it is that I do that works for me in terms of happiness, and let other people know about it. So part of that was launching my career as a speaker, as a professional speaker, and part of that was really giving that some backing as well with my book, and giving somebody that picks up the book some really simple tips. The book is written in such a way that really you can read the chapters in jumbled up order if you want to, you know, really simple, quick and easy to pick up, and you can read it quite quickly and so make a real difference. Now, From my point of view, as I said to you before, people do think, oh, you're just one of those irritatingly cheerful people. What do you know? you know, Andrew, because we're friends on Facebook, and some people who are listening might do. You know, it's not always joy and lightness. I've got 2 daughters with severe heart conditions. They've both had cardiac arrests at home. They've both had major open heart surgery. Hannah, my youngest, who's 15 now, had her last one just this summer, and she just missed 2 days of school in September, and she's back, and I'm so, so proud of her. But as a family, it's been pretty traumatic at times, but everybody has their own challenges and their own traumas, and it's not about being cheerful all the time. It's actually about how do you pick yourself up when things get tough. Do you want to stay down, or do you want to just find ways and strategies to pick yourself back up? And it's that difference between despair and hope. You know, things might be horrible, but if you know that at some point it will be better and that there are things you can do to make it better, then that makes all the difference. And obviously when things are good, then they can be really great rather than just good.
Okay. Well, I think we'll crack it when we don't use the phrase Doncaster is great, we just put Doncaster is happy.
Ah, I like that.
It's not bad, is it?
I like that a lot.
So don't dilute, don't do it, Fred, because I know you'll ruin the Doncaster is great hashtag. Right, okay. Now, we met through Twitter, I believe, because you were promoting, you were trying to get some votes for a video competition that you were in.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that was some time ago. Was that the Queen of Chat one that I did at one point?
Yeah, it was somebody...
I could win a load of wine.
So yeah, it was somebody who could... Was it somebody who could talk the longest and, you know, I can't remember exactly, but you won it, didn't you?
I didn't, no.
Oh,
I was
didn't
in the
you?
Final 10 in the whole of the country, but I didn't win it, unfortunately. No.
Oh, well, never mind.
I should have won it. I could say it was quite a rant, actually, that I did on that video. It's still out there somewhere.
Yeah, it is. It's on YouTube. So
I'm good at ranting. That's one of my other little happiness ingredients. Have a good rant every now and again.
Okay.
Get it off your chest.
Now, being a fantastic cook, and I know you are because you've done professional catering as well. because I really want to buy the stuff that you were flogging off, but I couldn't afford it. Jojo Brown, she was selling off a blast chiller, and it's like, I really want a blast chiller, but I can't justify it. A single man living on my own, what on earth do I need a blast chiller
for? I know, I couldn't justify keeping it. It was amazing to have that in my kitchen. It was really great.
I'm sorry, you can freeze something in like a nanosecond or something.
Yeah, about 2 hours. A freezer full, you'd freeze everything in about 2 hours, and it'd be like minus 30 or something.
Yeah. I became aware of them through MasterChef. Watching those programs and stuff. So anyway, but what I was going to say was this. I mean, you open your soul at times, you know, because you've got that blog, haven't you?
Yes.
You did a blog when your daughter was in hospital, and you really bared your soul in there. You know, you felt, and is that a good thing? Because some people would feel that, you know, that's just too open.
It works for me. You know, I believe in being very transparent. And I think if I am going to be the happiness speaker, then I need to be absolutely transparent with the things that I'm going through, because it isn't all happiness and joy all the time.
No.
I'm a very happy person. That doesn't change. But, you know, there's a sort of sad periods and very joyful periods in my life. And hopefully, for those that read the blog as well, it shows that even when I was in the thick of it, you know, I'm not making this stuff up. Every day I would try and find something funny that happened, down to Hannah being completely drugged up to the eyeballs in intensive care, still intubated, going, I'm getting up, and trying to leap off the bed, and she's attached to everything. We're like, no, you're not. And it wasn't her, it was the drugs, you know, the drugs talking. And then when they took the tube out, she then had oxygen cannulas and stuff, and she could speak at that point. And she went, I don't need that. Starts yanking everything off, and again, trying to get up. And we're like, and she's not small, Hannah. She's taller than me. She's a very strong 15-year-old. We're like, no, sit back down. You can't do. So, you know, it's a horrible situation to be in. She was really miserable, but actually, you can see the funny side and just lighten the situation up. So I wanted to share that with people as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I mean, you're doing great things. I mean, you've spoken to various places, and you're on the show free of charge. We're not paying you, are we?
No. Nope.
Thank God for that, because we haven't got any money. But I think you've spoken to the police force, haven't you?
I've spoken to police inspectors at Greater Manchester Police, and I got them doing laughter yoga to the sounds of the laughing policeman, which was really amusing, and doing all sorts of things with coloured post-it notes, which they thought they'd never do when they first saw me. They thought, oh my goodness, what's she going to do? But they had a great time. I do a lot of work in schools, so I speak primarily to pupils year 10 and above, helping them with exam pressure, and I want to do more with teachers as well. I used to be one. I know what they're going through, and it's a thankless job at times. And I've also spoken at things like Brand Yorkshire Conference, so I do work with businesses. So it's very varied. I've done happiness workshops with charity workers as well, because again, they have quite thankless jobs sometimes.
Yes.
So it's, you know, everybody needs happiness in their lives, so that's what I do.
We do. I mean, you know, and it's an amazing thing that you're doing, and I love what you're doing, and I will back you to the hilt all the time. You know that, don't you?
Thank you. I know. And you always share stuff that I post, which is very kind of you. I really appreciate
that. Well, share
that.
Everybody, to be honest.
And I thought I was special. I'll take the book back now.
But it's about helping people, though, isn't it? Because if you help people for no apparent reason, you know, because it doesn't help you, they're always a bit suspicious. Why are you helping? You know. So, but I mean, I get a lot out of that, because it's a very simple thing to click a button and share or retweet, you know, and it doesn't really cost me anything, but it helps them and it's appreciated by them.
Yeah.
So why not do it, you know?
And absolutely. And as we said before, you know, helping others is actually one of the great ways to boost your own happiness.
Yes.
So it's a great thing to do all round.
Well, I certainly recommend it anyway. I went on a course once, a four-day course, changed my life. And Jojo was on about music that changed his life. But I had a four-day course that totally changed my life. And as a result of that, one day I was going to Cardiff, and you know, you go over the bridge, and you've got to pay to get into Wales, but not to get out. So I said, oh, I'll pay for myself and my friend in the car behind, who I had no idea who they were. And they spent the next 5 miles driving alongside me, trying to work out who I was.
Oh, so, that's a lovely thing to do.
But it was really good fun. Now, we've reached the end of the show, Fred.
We have.
And I haven't even had a chance to talk to you about your 5 languages. And this woman is so multi-talented, it's untrue. Now, you've all been amazing guests. Jojo Brown.
Hello.
Hello. Scott Anderson.
Thank you.
And Frederica Roberts.
Hello, goodbye.
And the ever-silent Jenna Fraser in the corner, who is going to get a mention. Now, we are going to play some music, and I'm reliant on Scott now.
Oh.
So what I'm going to do, Scott...
That's jolted you, hasn't it?
Yeah, that way, yeah. So,
I'm going to ask you to play out some music, and then we're going to have to go, because it's 10:58, and the time is pressing. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you next week. We've got Andrew Lloyd on the show, co-hosting with me. He's also doing New Year's Eve, and we'll have a great time, no doubt. I'm sure he'll bring his Christmas jumper. So are you going to play then for me? All right, I'm giving you the thumb. So apparently I've got to stick a thumb up. Okay. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.